Hello, my name is Austin Holland, a student at Arizona State University. Welcome to my podcast. In this episode, I will be exploring the benefits of having stress while in college. Stress is something we all have to deal with. It comes from our jobs, school, and even our families. There's nothing you can do to escape it. Every day, students like myself have to deal with stress, but what is the purpose of it? Is it beneficial for students to have so much of it? Stick around and listen as I explain how stress can be beneficial in the long run. To begin with, before I explain why stress is needed, I should explain some of its benefits. According to Gene Siegel and HelpGuide.org, low levels of stress can help you rise to challenges such as giving a presentation, focusing, and studying for an exam. Stress when at low to moderate levels is beneficial to people because it helps them stay focused and not mess up. But having too much stress can also be a problem. In this same article by Gene Siegel, she continued by saying, chronic stress disrupts nearly every system in your body, your immune system, digestive system, and can leave you more vulnerable to anxiety, depression, and other mental health problems. The problem of having too much stress is exactly the reason why it's important to experience stress in college. You can learn how to deal with it and not become overwhelmed when it comes later in life when you're out of school. Experiencing stress in college can help you develop strategies and methods to relieve stress and not become negatively impacted by having too much stress. In a study performed by Emily Parasol and Mary Bell Keem on how community college students dealt with stress, they found that the top three methods included talking with family and friends, leisure activities, and exercise. By using these methods to relieve stress, these students were able to maintain low levels of stress and stay productive in their schoolwork. The methods that these students made could also be used again later in life. If they were to become stressed in the workplace, they would know how to deal with it and not be slowed down because of the stress. But being able to deal with stress isn't only what experiencing stress in college does. It lets people learn how to work well under stress. Being able to work under a lot of stress is something many college students have to deal with. They can't let their worries stop them from getting their work done or hold them up in their studies. On the American Institute of Stress's website, Sumbo Bello wrote about how stress can benefit people while they work. He said that stress, while kept at healthy levels, can help people be more productive. It helps people to focus on the task at hand and have more resilience to future stressful events. College students who seek success will have to work while under stress. Over time, these students learn how to manage the stress and use it to their benefit. Those who argue that stress is bad for people should be avoiding aren't considering the lifelong benefits stress can bring. Many people who take this point of view on stress are looking at the effects of moderate to high stress. According to Timothy Baggers, in an article about stress in a student over a course of a semester said, some of the negative psychological consequences of ongoing stress include hypertension, high levels of muscle tension, and lowering of immune system defenses. Low levels of stress wouldn't cause these serious side effects. Working with low levels of stress allows students to become familiar with stress and enables them to be better prepared for the next time they have stress. Now that I've covered the point of having stress and the benefits of having stress while in college, I think it's important to cover where students get most of the stress. According to Shannon Ross, in her study on the sources of stress in community college students, found that academics wasn't the largest causation for stress in students. It turned out that most of the stress in students was because of the daily hassles of being a young adult. While school did cause the students to stress, it was less than the stress caused by the students having to step out of their comfort zone and start living as an adult. Everyone at one point has to transition from being a teen to an adult. Those who do so while in college learn what it's like to have to balance so many different stressful things at once in addition to their studies. This balance that students learn to have is what makes experiencing stress in college so important. In conclusion, the lifelong benefit of experiencing stress in college is the ability to balance stress later in life. In college, students have to balance the stress of their personal lives, jobs, and academic work. If they were to let the stress get the better of them, it will cause them to begin to struggle in many different aspects of their lives. As students experience what college actually is, they begin to form personal methods to deal with the stress. These methods that they make can be applied later in life and help them deal with the stress as it appears in their careers. While it is possible to form methods to deal with stress while not in school, having a responsibility to maintain grades is most similar to having to keep a job. Therefore, the methods that people make to deal with stress in college will be compatible with the stress of their future career. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Thanks for taking the time to listen to it.